This is the Guided Yoga Series 2 of the Mindfulness-Based Stress Reduction Course. As you move through this sequence of poses, remember that mindfulness is best cultivated with the positive conditions of a non-judgmental, patient, and open heart and mind. Rather than holding at any cost a pose that is painful or trying to achieve it prematurely, move with intelligence and love. To do this, you must learn the difference between pain that is felt as a gradual lengthening and strengthening feeling, sensations that may not be comfortable but are not harmful, and the pain which is often a sharp and sudden cautionary feeling that our body uses to tell us that we've gone too far. Remember to breathe deeply and to trust your own sense about how to approach any of the poses. Let's begin by standing with both feet on the floor, a few inches apart, with the arms dangling at your sides, with the middle fingers along the tuxedo stripe of the outer legs. Just feel yourself in this standing posture. And see if you can release and relax any of the tension in the body down into the earth, allowing your feet to relax fully on the floor. And tune into your breathing. Feeling the length of your body, the head extending up, the feet firmly planted into the earth. Now on an in-breath, slowly stretch your arms over the head. And when they're overhead, interlace the thumbs and stretch through the length of the arms. Allow the entire body to extend up from the feet that are firmly planted into the floor. One more stretch, and on your next out-breath, flex your wrists and slowly lower the arms out to the side, noticing the sensations as they lower and gently return to your sides. And then releasing any energy in the arms, just allow them to dangle. Now we'll work with just the right arm. On the next in-breath, allow the right arm only to reach out to the side and up overhead, and continue to reach through all five fingers of the right hand. Reach long, and if you'd like, gently lift the left heel and extend from the outside of the right foot all the way through the side body and the right arm. Try to breathe into this position. And then on the next out-breath, flexing the wrist, slowly lowering the right arm. And letting go of any effort in the right side. On your next in-breath, raising the left arm, reaching out to the side and up overhead, stretching long, releasing the right heel if you'd like, and firmly planting the left foot into the earth, stretching through the left side, through the side body, out through five fingers. One more deep breath in, and on an out breath, slowly lowering the left arm with a flexed wrist until you can completely relax the muscles of the arm. Again, on an in-breath, a deep breath in, lift both arms up to the sides and up overhead. Interlace the thumbs. And then on an out-breath, just slowly move over to the right. Arching the body over to the right in half moon, so that you're slightly hanging to the side. Keep your feet stable. You can slightly press out the left hip. Shoulders are balanced. Stay here and breathe. Reaching up and over. Noticing the sensations that you're experiencing. A lengthening and strengthening of the body. And then return the body to the upright position. Take a deep breath in and extend up. And as you breathe out, move over to the left. So you're moving directly to your side into half moon. The right hip can move slightly to the right. Lift up, lift the rib cage up off the pelvis. Keep breathing, stretching, both arms stretching over to the left. Doesn't matter how far you go, you should be able to breathe. Breathing in, exhaling and releasing over, and then on an in-breath coming back to center, releasing the thumbs and allowing the arms once again to lower and return to your sides. Now we'll work with loosening the shoulders. We'll do some shoulder rolls. Lift your shoulders up towards your ears. Draw them forward. Moving the shoulders down and reaching them back, feeling the closing between the shoulder blades. Then back up. As you come forward, closing in the front of the chest, shoulders drop. Back. And when you complete the next round, just reverse the direction. So moving back, down, and then forward and up. Feeling the sensations which are heightened in this upper part of the torso, working with your breath. And then complete the circle that you're on and just allow the shoulders to come back to a neutral position. And now we'll do some very gentle head rolls. Drop the head forward. Let your chin come down towards your chest. Just relax in the back of the neck. Now let it circle over to the right so the right ear comes towards the right shoulder. And then you roll it towards the back, continue to lengthen through the neck, left ear to left shoulder, and continue in this direction. Experiencing the range of motion in your head. Being careful of your neck, especially as the head moves to the back position. And when you come back to the center, just reverse the direction. Notice the feet are still firmly planted into the earth. You're breathing, opening through the chest, opening the shoulders. Complete the circle you're on and bring your head back to the neutral position. Just close your eyes for a moment, feeling the sensations in your body right now. Bringing attention to the breath and the sensations. And then gently open your eyes, and we're going to do a simple balance. Shift your weight to the left foot. Really feel the weight of your body going down into that strong left foot, down into the support beneath you. Now raise your arms up to the sides, parallel to the floor, and raise your right leg out to the side. Let your gaze go forward and out. Find a point that you can rest the gaze on. Just breathe deeply in this balance. And in any of the balancing postures, if you fall out, just start fresh and come back in. Lengthening through the arms, lengthening through the leg, left foot firmly planted down. One more breath in. And then slowly as you exhale, bring the arms and leg back down. Now we'll shift to the other side. Shift the weight slightly over to the right. And send that energy, the weight, the feeling of standing deeply down through that right channel, down into the earth. And then lift your arms out parallel to the floor and then raise the left leg out to the side. Again, find a place to rest your focus. And then see if you can relax into this balance. It's full of vitality. Your vitality, but bring some ease into it. Just breathe. Lengthen the arms out, the leg out. And as you breathe out, just slowly lower the leg and the arms. Bring the weight back onto both feet. Place your hands on your hips. Now we're going to do a twist. We'll do a couple of twists. The first twist, please keep your hips or your hip bones facing forward and just gently turn from the waist, turn over to the right. And allow yourself to look over the right shoulder and breathe in this very gentle twist. And then return to facing front. Now turning from the waist, looking over to the left. Just notice where your eyes go. Breathe. One more deep in breath, and as you breathe out, coming back, just letting the gaze slowly return back to the front. And with this second twist to each side, we'll start the movement from the ankles. So spiraling from the ankles, allow the ankles and the hips, the rib cage, the shoulders, and the head all twist over to the right. And just feel the sensations in this twist. Fully inhabit your body with mindfulness. And then slowly return, allowing the gaze to track until you're forward. And now we'll go to the other side. So from the ankles, the pelvis, the rib cage, the shoulders and the head, twisting over to the left. Feeling both the length of the body, but we're also feeling our mobility in spiraling. Try not to push beyond where you naturally can go. And make sure you're breathing deeply. And slowly returning until you're facing front. Next, we'll work with a deep forward bend. So make sure your feet are directly beneath your hips. And then soften in the knees. And on an in-breath, stretch the arms up overhead. Then Draw the belly in to protect the lower back and slowly bend forward from the waist until you're hanging forward, allowing the head and the arms to dangle towards the floor. And we'll just stay here for a few cycles of breath. You may notice that when you breathe in, the rib cage expands. And when you exhale, you might be able to release a little deeper into this forward bend. One more slow in-breath and out-breath. Now, we're going to work with a little strengthening in the back, so keep the knees soft and extend your right arm forward until it's parallel to the floor. Do you feel a long back and the arm is stretching forward? And then just gently lower the right arm. And again, just relax, release the weight of the head. And we'll do this very simple movement on the other side. So reaching the left arm forward and out and bring it up until it's parallel to the floor and feel the change in the back. One more deep breath in, reaching the arm forward and exhaling and lowering the arm. Now, allowing the weight of the head and the arms just to dangle forward, I want you to slowly roll up through the spine. So drop the tailbone towards the heels a little bit, slowly roll up the back, one vertebrae at a time, until the head and back are up in the standing posture. Close your eyes. Just again, notice the sensations in the body right now. And the breath. And then gently open your eyes. Next, we'll do chair pose. So you might want to separate your feet a little bit further, not too far though, just a little bit hip width distance apart. Feet are parallel, toes are spread apart on the floor. Bring your arms forward until they're parallel to the floor. Just engage the muscles of the arms, stretch the fingers forward, and now slowly and carefully sit back as if you were sitting in a chair. So the torso will tilt forward. You want to tilt it forward as little as possible. Let the weight drop a little bit more into the heels and the toes. Draw the lower belly in. Give yourself some strength in the lower body. And just stay with the breath, reaching the arms forward. The tail goes down towards the earth. So you're dwelling right at that place where you feel your strength and flexibility. One more deep breath in and out. Sink a little bit further and then take a deep breath in and just come back to standing. Relax the arms and the legs. And now just draw your feet together and turn the right leg out a little bit and then establish a strong connection with the earth, the left foot. Draw the right foot up the left leg. You can either put it, the right foot against the ankle or the calf or the thigh as we move into tree pose. Okay, you don't want to put it on your knee. So find a place where the right foot is pressing against the inner left leg. Bring the hands together at the heart center. Find a place to rest your gaze and just balance in tree pose. Rooted into the earth, extending up towards the sky, dignified and strong. Now, if you feel balanced, stay with your breath and gently and evenly lift the arms up overhead, and you can open the arms into a fuller expression of tree pose. Just stay here for a moment. Now draw the palms together if they're up overhead and slowly lower the hands to heart level. And then you can release the hands and the right leg and just come back to standing. Now we'll work on the other side. Establish your connection down through the right leg, slightly turn out the left leg, and then lift the left foot onto the ankle, calf, or thigh. Allow the knee to move out to the side. Keep your pelvis balanced, both side to side and front to back. So the tail is reaching down to the earth, extending up through the spine. Palms of the hands meet in front of the heart. Exploring balance. You may notice that having long, deep breaths help the balance. Let your gaze rest on one spot. And now, mindfully lifting the arms so the hands are reaching up to the sky and the palms release and your arms open. Right leg planted down into the floor. One more deep breath in. Extending in your tree pose, now draw the palms of the hands together and slowly lower the hands to heart level. And then gently release both arms and the left leg. Stay here for one moment, feeling the entire body standing before we move into a seated posture. So now come down onto the floor. And we'll do a seated posture, but work with the soles of the feet together. So we'll work in cobbler pose. You can lace the fingers around the toes and slowly draw the heels in towards the pelvis, but not at the expense of an upright spine. So you want your back to be long. And then very gently, wherever you are, allow the knees to be attracted down towards the earth. So you don't want to press the knees down. Just feel that natural attraction, relaxing in the hip joints. And breathing. And if you'd like, you can gently round forward over the feet. Let the weight of the head drop. Again, inviting the knees to drop down towards the floor. And then coming back to an upright posture. And extend the left leg forward in front of you with the right foot drawn up inside the left leg. So the right knee will be down, again, just like in cobbler pose, down towards the floor. The left leg in front of you, the leg is parallel, so the knee is facing up towards the ceiling. Now, Lift your arms up overhead and feel as much length as you can through the back. This may be difficult. Extending through the arms, lifting up. Again, you might lock the thumbs together and then slowly reach forward over the left leg. Noticing the sensations. On the in-breath, you might lengthen a little bit through the spine. And on the out-breath, just gently relaxing further down. Encouraging the heart area to come forward, the head to drop closer to the knee or shin. And just breathe deeply into this intense stretch. Noticing how the breath works with this posture. Now, on an in-breath, just extend the arms long, extend the spine as best you can, and then slowly lift back up into an upright posture. Again, check to see if your left leg is reaching long in front of you. We'll do this one more time. Just take a deep breath in and extend up, and an out-breath, just fold forward. You can take a hold of your calf. Maybe some of you can get a little bit lower down. Just relax and breathe. Notice wherever the sensations are the strongest and direct your breath into that region of the body. And now, lengthening through the arms and coming up. And we'll just move to the other side. So extend the right leg long and draw the left foot up into the right thigh. Right leg is parallel, knee up to the ceiling, extending the energy long and strong through the right leg. Left knee gently dropping towards the floor. Now on an in-breath, just lift your arms up, stretching towards the ceiling. You can interlock your thumbs, lift up a little bit more. And on an exhalation, just slowly folding forward. Let your hands come either to the floor or to your right leg. And as you breathe in, you're extending through the spine. And as you exhale, deepening into the fold. Check to see that your shoulders are balanced, that the weight of your head is released. Deep breath in and out. And now on the next in-breath, stretch your arms long and slowly come back up. And reaching up long, extend the energy out the right leg, and once again, reach forward and gently fold over the right leg. Breathing. Noticing your mind. Allowing the sensations to bring mind, focus, body together in this moment. And on the next inhalation, reach the arms up. And then let the arms come down to your sides. Now we'll work with both legs forward. So extend both legs forward, draw the inner legs together, sit upright, flex the feet for a moment, just flex the energy out, feel this staff pose.
Legs are extended forward, top of the head reaching up to the sky. Now, reach the arms up overhead. And slowly fold forward over both legs. So, you can work with the legs very strong and straight. And this will help loosen in the hamstrings. Just keep breathing. Or you can slightly bend the knees and allow the stretch to move more into your back. You can also do some of each, but basically, you want to keep breathing into the region of the body where you feel some restriction. And let the in-breath always be some kind of lengthening in the body, and the exhalation, a relaxing, a releasing, a folding. Now, extend the arms forward, extend the torso long, and come back up. And we'll just do a very short repetition. So reach up, legs are long, flexing through the heels, and fold forward. And work with your breath. Let your attention rest in the sensations in the body. One more deep breath in, and a deep breath out. And then on the next in-breath, reaching the arms forward and coming back up. And let the arms relax to your sides. Now just let the arms come slightly forward to help you balance, and I want you to slowly roll down onto your back. And just rest a moment in corpse pose. Just feel the body as a whole, lying down, not having anything to do at the moment. Just sinking into the earth and letting go. And we have a couple more postures, so please draw your feet up close to your hips. So the heels are close to the sits bones, knees facing up to the ceiling. We'll move into a half bridge pose. Let your arms rest along your sides, palms down. Now on an in-breath, just lift your pelvis up, pressing through the feet, allowing your feet and your shoulders to take in the weight of the body, not your neck. And just opening through the belly as you breathe in, expanding through the chest. So we're working with the body, but minimize how much effort you need. Just press through the feet. Open, and then slowly roll down through the back. And now just draw the knees into the chest and hug your knees. The feet are parallel, ankles are uncrossed. You're breathing, allowing the entire length of the spine to move down towards the floor, so the lower back, through the entire back, the neck extends long. Just breathing deep into the body. One more. Just squeeze in, and then slowly release both legs.
Let them extend onto the floor. Let them just flop naturally open. Let your arms rest at your sides, palms up. The shoulders are moving down the back. So make any minor adjustments you need to find a comfortable closing position, our final corpse pose. So tune again into the breath. Notice if there's tension in the body, and allow that awareness to be the invitation to let go. Maybe you can let go completely. Maybe it's just a little less tension. Just appreciate your body lying here at the end of a yoga practice. Letting go of what has just happened, not yet engaged in what will happen next. Resting here, nothing to do. Steady the mind or the focus on the feeling of the body, just resting, sinking into the floor, breathing naturally. So stay here as long as you would like, allowing your body to feel nourished by practice. Giving yourself some time to just feel this post-yoga practice experience of health and well-being. Letting go. And acknowledging your effort, your attention, the quality of heart and discipline. Thank you for your practice.